In other words, maybe a nest would have happened, that maybe you would have been able to save yourself from the lion. There's a pasuk in Shmuel like that, that a nest happened, he was able to fight your slave fought against the lion. So maybe here also would have happened. So the Gemara answers, Nishum di Yomalei, because he has the right to answer back, and he heves chazi, li yischar shalachon nisa, that if I would have been fit for a nest to happen, have yischar shalachon nisa, a nest would have happened. Kirev yichanina ben doisoi, the mas yun iza, dubi v'karnayu. Okay, answer back, Amonashach. What do you want to say? That if I would have been there, maybe a nest would have happened, I could have protected and saved the flock. So I have a right to answer back. If you're going to say a nest would have happened, does a nest need me there? Even if I wouldn't have been there, Hashem could have saved you without me also. Like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, the Messiah Eze, you know what happened by Chanina ben Doisa? His flock of goats around the fields, so his goat, his Ezim, Dubi Bekarnayu, brought back a bear, a dove, and its horns. And that's a nest. But usually a big bear, it kills the small goats. Here his goat came back with a bear on its horns. In other words, that if a nest would have happened, you don't need me, it would have happened anyway. So therefore, if I'm not fit to save it, I'm potter. But the Gemara still know, v'neimale, let the owner say back like this, Nehi delanisa rabbali havi chazino, true. Maybe for such a big nest, that the flock itself could kill the lion, that's a tremendous nest. But maybe lanisa zuta chazino, but maybe for a small nest, that if the shepherd himself would be there, that he could protect the flock, maybe that would have happened. That's a smaller nest. Says, so you should still be chayiv, who asked you to go away? This is kasha, that's taka kasha. Like if you're afraid of a nest, this taka lulu of a kasha. Nothing more says, Tony, we learn like this, choda pam rishayna ushniya zoira, ushlishes eina zoira. Like this, pam rishayna, Tony choda, one price to learn is, that palm rishonu shniya zareya uslishes ena zareya. You have to plant it once. If it got eaten up by the maki, you have to plant it a second time. And if it was eaten up a second time, or a third time, then you don't have to plant it. You have a right to say, it's a makas medina here. I don't have to work. For tanyid, if another bryce will learn, no, that shlisha zareya, even though your crop that you grew was eaten up twice already, you still have to plant it a third time. And then if it's eaten up even a third time, then the din is reviya ena zareya. The fourth time, you don't have to. So who is steering the prices? So Mar says, Lakasha, there's no kasha here. I'll tell you, Rebbe, the first one goes like Rebbe, the Yoma that says, Vitrei Zimnei, Hevi Chazaka. Rebbe Shita is that if something happens two times, that's called the Chazaka. And Hokrav Shimon Ben Gamliel. And the second price, it goes like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. The Yoma that he says, Vitlosa Zimnei, Hevi Chazaka. Something has to happen three times in a row, that's called the Chazaka. Like here, if you planted it three times, and three times it was destroyed, that's a chazaka, whatever grows will be destroyed. But if it only happened twice, that's not called a chazaka yet. That's the machlokes Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, so that's the machlokes over there. Omer Resh Lakav Resh Lakav said, Loi Shonu, Ela Shezora, Vitzomcho, Vyochla Chagaf. Again, it's only talking about that you did seed it, and it grew, and then the grass operated up. Avu Zora, but let's say you seeded it. The light somcha did not grow. Motzi omalei. Avozar, let's say you seeded it, but it did not grow. Then motzi omalei balkarka. The balkarka is right to say, kol yumei zera zorolo, like viozol. Keep on seeding it. Keep on working it. In other words, don't give up right now. If it didn't grow at all yet, keep on seeding it. The yad emus, until how long does he have to keep on working on seeding the field? Amarapopo adiyosi arisa midavra. Until the harvest, the workers come back from the fields, the kaima kima arashayu. Kima, this type of a mazel, is on top of the head. This has to do with different mazel, different zmanim. Rashi says, the nichnas lebeit lebayis, the zman shen regidum likonis, dain liacha teisha shoyz biyoim. After the ninth hour of the day, korov lesoifas is near the end of the tenth hour, kaima. That's kaima kima. That's when the mazel kima, the star kima, shuzon of tle, it's like the tail of a tle. Lahadi Rashayu, Barash Kalodim. That's when it's not much on top of your heads. Dain will be answer a key, that's the middle of the sky. Shaniru Lachalodim. Kilu Arashay. It looks then like this star, that looks like the tail of a tle. That's when it looks right on top of your head. Vein Hen Yimei Adar. These are the days of Adar. Lavisha Vagilgo Kavuimboy, Shnei Mosa Mazolis. There are 12 Mazolis. V'zeh sidra. This is the seder of the mazolus. Tishah, tzav, maka, gad, oloilom, shish, oilun, v'shish, shoykim. Six goes up, six goes down. V'nisin, loilom, v'tchilos, oilus, ha-shachar, tleh, mas, cholalus. By nisin, the beginning of the day, oilus, ha-shachar, the mazal of tleh goes up. U'maznayim, shakeyin. Second mazal, maznayim, the weights, that goes down a little bit. U'dei shoyis, ha-mazal, shoyit, 2 hours, the mazal waits, lal waits, lal is to go up. The Yachash Teshos, after 2 hours, Oila Gemara Liyos, the one that goes up, finishes the Liyom, Vyashaka Gemar Shikua. Nimsa Shi Sherlem, Vishtei Mesre Shoyas, the 6 go up in 12 hours, Vyoim, Vishisha Valayla, 6 in the night time. Koyim and Nisim. Alright. Yeah, alright, the kids are gone to Rikhas Rashi, yes, yes. Right. So kids, so when he comes home in other time, in the 9th hour of the day, at that time he has a right to stop working. Right. Maitre have a kash like this. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Meir Oimer, V'chein hoyu Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi Oimer Kedvor V'yosu Zad Lakim, Chatzi Tishrei, half of the month of Tishrei, and then Mar Cheshvan, V'chatzi Kislev Zora. These are the 2 months to plant Zera, to plant such seeds in the ground. Chatzi Kislev, the second half of Kislev, Teves, the Chodesh Teves, V'chatzi Shvat Chorif. That's the winter, don't do anything then. Chatzi Shvat, the second half of Shvat, Ador v'chatzi Nisan, the first half of Nisan Kor, that's when it's cold, that's the coldest. We always hold the end of the winter is the coldest. Now, Chatzi Nisan, the second half of Nisan, Iyar, Chodesh Iyar now, v'chatzi Sivan, half of Sivan, Katsir, that's the time to cut down the wheat. You planted it before, now there's mana Katsir. Chatzi Sivan, after Shavuos, Tammuz, v'chatzi Yav, Kayis, that's the summer. Chatzi Yav, the second half of Av, Elul, the Chatzi Tishrei, the first half of Tishrei Chaim, that's the hot season. That's the way the year goes by. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Moina Mit Tishrei. Rabbi Yehuda started this count by Tishrei. Rashi says, Maskil means, Maskil Limnoi Shnei Chadoshim Cholais. As we started it before in the middle of Tishrei, he started at the beginning of Tishrei. Like Tishrei, and then Cheshvan is 2, and then Shvat, he went on. Not half, he started at the beginning of Tishrei. Who did mind him at Tishrei? Reb Shimon mind him about Cheshvan. He started the Cheshvan from Cheshvan. Cheshvan and Teves, that's the way it started. Now, man make of a kula, who's the biggest kula over here? Rashi says, the Meshach Yimei Azera. Who's the one that says the longest time of seeding? So, me make a kulon, Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon. Rashi Shimon and min Macheshvan. He starts from Macheshvan. The Yoima Macheshvan, the Kislev Zora. That's Chodesh Macheshvan, the Chodesh Kislev. Those are 2 months to seed the ground. The Kule, yeah. Man make a kulon, Rabbi Shimon. The Kule high, Loi Komer. And so much he didn't say for Sestira. He didn't say you have to wait so long. If he accepted upon himself the earliest man, he has to wait this long. The latest man, so then he has to wait. Then there's still Nizran Adar. But before he said he has to keep on planting until Adar. And here he says no, this man of planting stops in the Teves. You don't have to go so far as Adar, so it's a Sira. So the Marian says, if he's mekabel upon himself the earlier crop, he can stop after the first 2 months. But if he accepted upon himself to work for the later crop, then he has to keep on planting up until Adar. Then, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Im kibla b'menu b'moyis. If you accept it to pay the rent with the money, then no matter what happens to the field, you always have to pay the rent. Hahu garbu, there was a man. The kibla l'aryo, he accepted a field, l'mizrabu tunei. He was supposed to plant there garlic. He accepted to work on the field, to plant garlic on the field. Agud is in the Malka, and this field is supposed to be on the bank of the river Malka. Saba. Bezuzi. Yeah. Now, Iskiru Nahor Malka, Saba. What happened was that the river got clogged up. So Osla came to the river, came in front of Rava. Omalei. Nahor Malka, Saba. This big river, Nahor Malka, loy ovid de misker. Usually doesn't happen that it gets clogged up. And so, Makas Medini. This is a Makas Medina. And if so, Zil Nochilei. you have a right to deduct, pay less rent. That's the Mishnah says. Anytime there's a Makas Medina, it's not your fault. You have a right to deduct on your rent. Amalei Rabbanon L'Rav, the Rabbanon is about to Rav, no. Ho anan tanan l'rantan al Mishnah. Rabbi Yudu Oimer, in Kibla Menu V'mois, if you accept it to pay back rent in money, then Benkach or Benkach, whether it's a Makas Medina or not, ain't a manakula min chakuroi. You have no right to deduct from the rent. And here this case was, you accepted to pay Bezuza. You accepted to pay the money for the rent. So Huri, even though here it's a Makas Medina, still you cannot deduct from the money. Or Malui answered back, you should know, lest the chosh l'Rabbi Yehuda. Nobody's worried, nobody's chash, nobody's afraid of what Rabbi Yehuda said. In other words, we do not paskin like him. Therefore, if it's a Makas, you rented a field, and you made up, I'll pay you back rent. So whether I'll pay you back an amount of crap, or whether I'll pay you back money, I'm only going to pay you if normal circumstances. But let's say a Makas Medina comes, that the river gets dried up, or a drought comes, or vice a storm comes and ruins it, then I don't have to pay you back so much. So even though I'm made to pay you back money, so what? I have a right to deduct from my rent. Now the Mishnah says, I'm a Kabul, so they have a right. If you accept to work on a field of your friend, the Asara Kur Chitin Lashona, that you pay him 10 kurs of wheat for the year. The Loksa, what happened was the field got hit, so and it doesn't make so much. The Loksa is Noisum Loi Mitoichoi. You have to pay him back. Rashi said, Loksa means Shoyachitin Shtufois. The wheat that grew that year was very weak. So even though they're weak, they're bad wheat, you have right to give him back this wheat that grew in the field. You have right to pay him back the 10 kur of this bad wheat. What about Toyechitel Yopas? Let's say the wheat that grew this year in your field grew great wheat. Now, what you want to do is, I owe you back 10 bundles of wheat. So Lo Yomlo, you have no right to say, listen, I'm going to go out to the street and buy some regular wheat there, and I'll keep all the good wheat for myself. That you're not allowed to say. But rather, you have to give him back this 10 kur from the field itself. But that was the understanding, that I'll get back 10 kur from this field. There was a man. He accepted the field to work to plant aspasta, some type of tefuah that animals use. Laspasta b'churin. Yeah? Tisari. Laspasta b'kuri. Yeah, the b'kuri tisari. Like I'll pay you back one kur of barley. Now what happened was, of the aspasta, itaki made aspasta, v'chorsho, v'zora sari. And then he planted barley, v'loku, and then it got hit. V'loku hani sari. And then the barley that he planted later got ruined. So what's the loku? Because aspasta, Rashi says, you can cut down after 30 days. So after that, he went to plant a barley. And what happened was, the barley got ruined. So, Sholcho Rav Chaviva Misuria, the Pras Lekayim de Ravina, Ki Hai Gav Namai, what's the luck in such a case? Ki Lokso Noisim Lei Mitoichadomi. Al-Mishnah just says, if it gets hit, you have right to pay from the field itself. Here also, since you owe him back barley. Now, you planted barley in this field. Just the barley in this field got hit. So what? It's bad barley, but still the Mishnah says you have a right to pay back from this bad barley. I lie, maybe no. Or Malay said back to me, dummy. What does this case have to do with the Mishnah? Hosom loy of the Arya Shlichusa Demara. Hocha of the Arya Shlichusa Demara. Like in this case over here, you did not do what you're supposed to. You accepted the field to work with aspasta. You have no right to work with barley. So now that you worked with barley and it got ruined, you have no right to pay me back from that barley. But in the Mishnah, we're talking about there, you had a right to work what you did. So therefore, I have a right to pay you back from the field itself. Ha'u gavu, there was a man. The kibbul pardes to mechavri, accepted a pardes, an orchard from his friend. V'yester dani chamro, he has to pay him back 10 barrels of wine. Tokev hu chamro, what happened was that wine got sour. So sobrav kan l'meimor, hani maspis l'chur asal Mishnah. That loksa, even though the wheat, whatever grow, became bad, was hit. Nice and lame, so you're allowed to pay it back. Here also, you're allowed to pay him back these 10 barrels of sour wine. Here in this last case, the land did not do a shlichus. Here the Aryasa did what it was supposed to. Like in the Mishnah, the land was to plant. It didn't plant, didn't grow good stuff. Therefore, you have a right to pay back the bad stuff. But over here, it grew good stuff. It's a good paradise. So you're supposed to pay back wine. So you have no right to pay back the sour wine. Moedi Rav Ashi agrees. The envy de kadam, this grapes of kadam, Rashi says, means wormy grapes. A little bit different. Now, Rashi like this. The last case was no. When you took this paradise, it's a kerim, so now the wine became sour. So the difference is that when the grapes grew, the grapes grew well. There were good grapes. The grapes didn't get hit. So therefore, when you changed over the grapes into wine, and now the wine got sour, you have no right to give this sour wine back to the owner. This like in the Mishnah, when you planted and what grew came up it, have right to say, take back what grew. But here what grew was good grapes. So you have to pay him back good wine. You got good produce. Just later the wine got sour, of that for that for sure, you cannot say, take it. That you cannot say, Horei Shalach Vanecha. Therefore you have to give him back good wines, good barrels of wine. All right, turn over. Leave it on that. If that's the slush, normally Rav Ashi, Midami, Hossam, Loyov, Darius, Ashtachusta. And now Mishnah, the Ari of the land, didn't do what it was supposed to do. Therefore you can pay back the bad stuff. But Hokovir, of the Ari of Ashtachusta, you should know that the Kerem produced good grapes. So therefore Avadi has to give him back 10 barrels of good wine. But a mighty Rav Ashi, be invake the Kadam, if the grapes were wormy, over Sadish, Shalotza, Biamreho. And who had then if the field that the bundles got hit when it was on the field? Rashi Boimrim, the earth is took in Liavish, we have the bundles of wheat on the field to dry out in the summer, all that is still called part of the work. And therefore, if the grapes became wormy, or else this seer got ruined, then you have a right to say, I didn't get any good produce, so therefore I have a right to pay you back from this bad stuff. We're only saying if the grapes grew completely good, and you had good grapes, just late if the wine got spoiled, that has nothing to do with the field. But if the wine, the grapes itself were wormy, or the bundles of wheat, when they were drying on the field, became ruined, you have a right to pay back from this ruined stuff. Now the Mishnah says, Hamakabu saw the Mechaveroi. If you accept the field from your friend, Lazara Sarim, to plant a barley, you're not supposed to plant wheat. Chitim, you accept it to plant wheat? You're allowed to plant barley. In other words, wheat ruins the field more than barley. Therefore, if you accepted it for barley, you're not allowed to do wheat. But if you accepted it for wheat, for sure you're allowed to do barley, it ruins the field less. He says, no, still you're not allowed to change it around. Tfuah, if you accept it to grow, tfuah la yizrenu kitnis, can't grow beans. Kitnis yizrenu tfuah. Again, Rav Shimon Gamliel also, no, both ways the oldest also. Omer al Chizda, my time Rav Shimon Gamliel, what's the svara? Yes, because the pasuk says, like even the question is, you're not ruining the field. Like chitim ruined the field more than barley. So if you have permission to grow wheat, why can't you grow barley? The Torah says, the pasuk says, Sheiris Yisroel layas avlo lo yedavru kozoy lo yimtza v'fiyam loshen tarmis. A Jew should not talk, shouldn't say a lie, can't change his words. So since you accepted to grow wheat on it, you're not supposed to change and grow barley. That's what he owes. Even though maybe the owner wouldn't mind so much because it doesn't ruin the field so much, but since you said you're going to do barley or wheat, that's what you have to do. Meisei Avakasha. Magvis Purim Purim. The money you collect for Purim, you have to use for Purim. V'yein Madatikim Adavar. You don't check it out. You're not Madatik so much. V'yein Oni Rishol Lekach Mem Ritzul